All right, so I just gotta set this up. Team Fortress 2 is a very fun and unique game with various characters which has many unique play styles. The Scout is known to be a hella fast boy, the Spy is known to be a sneaky little mask man, and the Pyro, we don't talk about him here. But we have one problem, one little problem that many people have, that it's an old game. There is nothing appealing to the new kids. There's no fancy colors, and everything is just a sad war game. People want happy cartoon people shooting other happy cartoon people. So I decided to take the time out of my day and help make TF2 a game more appealing to the kids these days. And we're gonna call this update Windex's fixes literally everything! Update! Alright, let's step back and talk about the main fundamentals the game has to offer. Now, every good game that gets better is a game that changes its core gameplay mechanics. Look at Fallout 4. They change everything and literally nobody complained. Nobody. Nobody. One of the many gameplay fundamentals in Team Fortress 2 would be the random crits. Now listen here, everybody loves random crits. People say it's fair and balanced in the chat almost every time they get killed by a random crit. Now, I don't need to go on a tangent about random crits because somebody already did that. But I think I have a very unique and easy fix towards random crits. And that fix is... Drumroll! Drumroll! You are so out of sync. How the hell
trying
is
my
that
best.
possible? I don't care if you're
This is my
trying. How
first
the hell do you
day.
mess up a
Stop it,
drum roll?
please.
Oh, added a new character. We all need a 10th character in Team Fortress 2. Everybody has been asking for it, and I think I exactly know what character everybody needs. We need a furry.
Windex, Windex, no. We don't need any more furries in this fucking
Now, for the
game.
old-timers and newborns, you are all probably wondering, what is a furry? And I could simply answer this question. Don't think about it too much. Let it happen. Furries are gonna take over the world, and we are all gonna be replaced by fursonas. It's going to happen. Call the government. Let everyone know this reality. We need to stop them before it's too late. They're spreading like wildfire. We need to. Are you tired of those pesky scouts running around the place ruining your day? Well, you're in luck because we have a new product just for you. It's called
Mystery.
With a simple expense of 100 metal, you can make all those pesky scouts go away in no time. Here's how you set it up. Step 1, grab a stall. Step 2, cut off your hand. Step 3, cauterize the wounds to prevent yourself from bleeding out. Step 4, pass out a shock. Step 5, wake up in a weird room. Step 6, try to figure out why you're in a bathtub filled with ice. Step 7, come to the conclusion that all your organs are missing. Step 8, climb out of the bathtub. Step 9, crawl towards the conveniently placed robotic hand. Step 10, equip the robotic hand painfully by bolting it to your hand nub.
What?
Step 11, going on a murderous rampage and killing everybody you meet. Step 12, steal their organs and replace them back inside your body. Step 13, place the mini sentry and see all those pesky scouts go away. It's that easy. So what are you waiting for? Get the mini sentry today! Pain medication sold separately. Hi, yes, I am Windex, here to talk to you about how this game known as Team Fortress 2 is a game made. Wait. I done this already. Hold on, hold on. Where was I? Sorry, this is my first time, and that interruption really messed me up here. All right. I think I was talking about Oh, right. A new character for Team Fortress 2. Now, crits should be in competitive mode, but sadly it's not. I always try to convince everybody that random crits are actually good, but people constantly insist leaving them out of competitive. So, to fix this problem, we need to make a character that rotates around random crits, thus making random crits viable for a competitive mode. So, I'm proud to announce a new character who will be fighting side by side with all the other Team Fortress 2 characters. Meet the Furry Spider!
Wait a minute! I could have
Hey,
sworn I
whoa,
saw
whoa,
that
whoa,
exact
whoa,
furry
whoa,
spider
calm
made
down,
by
calm
somebody!
down. What happened to good
That
artist
wasn't
copy,
big
great artist
enough,
steal? Aren't
you
I an artist now?
were really
Doesn't that mean I also
great.
fall under the category of being allowed to do this? Isn't this how this works? I don't know. Well, it's already made, so frickin' deal with it. This is how the furry spider plays. Whenever somebody hits the furry spider with a crit, he will absorb it and increase his luck stat. His luck stat also increases the chance of everybody on his team getting random crits. This would also give the ascent into the other team to change the character to the furry spider to absorb the higher amount of random crits the other opposing team is getting, thus increasing their random crit chance. The random crit chance gets so high to a point where literally every bullet you shoot will be 99% a guaranteed random crit. This will help the crit problem everybody has, because if everybody's getting crits, everybody gets happy. Now, the furry spider doesn't have any weapons. He needs to grab the weapons that's fallen from other players killed. Since he has four arms, he would be able to hold four of any weapon. He shoots all the guns at once, but he can't pick up any ammo for them. So he just shoots all the ammo he has and then throws the gun away, thus making him a roamer character of sorts. This will fix random crits. Trust me. Now let's talk about the flawed rocket jump mechanics. Let's face it, rocket jumping is way too overpowered. Oh, wait, we just got a message that there is an angry mob of furries trying to take over the world. Welp, it seems that this time has come. I suggest we all grab anything heavy to barricade the doors and sit back and hope somebody will come and save us. I mean, after all, furries are taking over TF2 now, so, what... what did you expect, really? It's all gonna happen, so, my name is Let's_Drink_Windex. It is not a suicide reference. I made the name long time ago, and I just stuck with it, and I am not gonna change the name. Everyone's been telling me to, but I'm not. And I'm gonna go to the panic room. I'm sorry, guys, you all can't come with me. It can only, hold one person, which is me. Well, it can hold, like, five people, but I don't like you. I don't like all of you guys right now. You all smell pretty bad because, the sheer fear... I can just smell it off of all of you guys, and furries can smell fear, and I'm the one that's actually not scared of furries, because I've been surrounded by them for so long, so you guys deal with that, I'm gonna leave. So, have fun fighting off the furries. I'm out. See ya!